before we get started on the call, let me introduce myself. My name's Dr. Frank Painter, and I'm a chiropractor from LaGrange, Illinois. I'm also the editor of the HealthQuest newsletter, which Bruce Miller started 33 years ago. And it's really astounding to me that it seems like just yesterday I've already been writing the newsletter for 11 years. There's something about the month of April that just always stirs my spirit because this is the month of Earth Day. And I know the one thing probably that attracted me the most about Shackley was their basic age and the fact that they were totally committed to supporting the Earth Day approach, which is to protect our planet and to not pollute it. So I'm just really excited that even after all these years, I get a kick out of the idea that I'm one of them. I'm one of those Shackley people. So at any rate, let's get started on our call tonight, which is called What is Health? Now, in the year of my birth, 1948, the World Health Organization adopted a definition of health. And they said that health is a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. Now, it took quite a while for the government to catch interest in that again, but during the Clinton years, Bill Clinton formed the White House Commission on Complementary and Alternative Medicine. And during the time that that group worked together, they also designed their own definition of health. And they referred to it as wellness is defined in many different ways, but all agree that it is more than the absence of disease. For some, it's the achievement of one's fullest potential. For others, it is an integration of the body, the mind, and the spirit. Wellness can include a broad array of activities and interventions that focus on the physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional aspects of someone's life. Now, needless to say, because this was written by a commission reviewing complementary and alternative medicine approaches, which was just really catching on big right around the turn of the century, I think they sort of missed, you know, the health part when they started talking about wellness instead of health. So I found this quote by a group called the Habitat Group, which I think is the most all-inclusive definition of health that I've seen to date. And it states, an individual's health does not occur in isolation. Rather, many factors combine together to influence the health of individuals and communities. These factors include social, cultural, economic and physical environments, individual behavior, and biology. And together, these factors are known as the determinants of health, and they describe where and how we live and who we live among. Now, examples of health determinants include our housing standards, our employment, our educational prospects, our income and wealth distribution, and our access to healthcare resources, also clean and safe water and food, and the relationships we have with our family and our friends, and also pollution and our sense of personal safety. Now, all those evolving concepts of wellness and health all acknowledge that our mental state, our economic circumstances, the communities that we live in, and our genetic heritage all contribute towards our overall ability to express health. Strangely, none of these definitions discuss the side effects of our own personal choices in our diet in general or in our supplementation in particular. Now, even though there are hundreds of thousands of peer-reviewed studies that have reviewed the beneficial impact of nutrients on our health, the medical community still remains largely skeptical. Now, part of their resistance stems from their lack of training in nutritional basics. And in fact, the average medical student experiences almost 0 hours about nutrition in their curricula. Part of that is also based on an anti-competitive economic resistance against any approach that isn't part of their medical curricula. There's also a weakness in how medicine or, you know, evidence-based medical people understand the scientific method, because to them, evidence is not considered proof. Now, evidence is suggestive, and that's good, but even the most compelling studies on nutrition that you'll read invariably end with a stock statement like, these results warrant further study, or these results warrant another review, or these results warrant a meta-analysis to look more closely. Now, science is about the investigation of cause and effect. And because of that, more data is always going to be required. There'll always be more information to come. But in the meantime, the rest of us need to make sensible decisions based on the information that we already have at hand. So tonight's talk will discuss how the Shackley lifestyle contributes to our overall health. It's about a lot more than just taking a vitamin. It's also about knowing that we make a difference every day for our planet because we choose to use non-toxic cleaners. It's also because we're helping our friends and our family to regain and then to maintain their health by using Shackley supplements. It's also about knowing that we're part of a larger community of like-minded individuals who want to make a difference. And most importantly, it's about each one of us taking personal responsibility for our own health each and every day. So that's an ideal slogan or a motto for your lifetime. Take charge of your health. So the first thing I want to talk about is what Shackley refers to as their healthy foundations. Now, with the recent release of the new Shackley Life Plan, Shackley created a unique and a tiered approach to nutrition, which included a sort of a good, a better, and a best approach. And this program actually provides three distinct levels of nutritional support. So let's review them briefly. On the Shackley Member Center website, under Healthy Nutrition, they prominently list up top the life plan, of course. And right next to that is the essential vitamins and minerals section. The first one that they list is the Shackley Life Plan, which provides a full month supply of the Life Energizing Shake, along with the new Life Strip, which combines all the health benefits that are already provided by the Vitalizer Strip. But it also adds an additional dose of the new liquid Vivix Liquid Gels, and a double dose of full 1,000 milligrams of pure ultra-concentrated omega-3 fatty acids in the new Omega Guard Plus enterically coated soft gel capsule. Sorry, I think I better take a sip of water. My tongue is tripping over itself. Now, although the 30-serving pouch of the Life Shake actually involves a lot less disposable packaging, when I first recommend the Life Plan to someone, I give them the codes that it call for the two 15-serving canisters. And that way it provides someone the ability to maybe select more than one flavor, like two different flavors of the meal shake, during their first month. Then once they settle on their favorites, their favorite flavors, or they decide, well, I want this one and that one, then I recommend them ordering the pouches because they're more economical. Now, yesterday I did a quick cash breakdown to determine what's the difference in cost between what a shake would cost if you bought the canister and what a shake would cost if you bought it in the serving package. And now a serving from a pouch actually would cost you 27 cents less per serving, or an overall savings of $8.10 when you buy one pouch instead of two canisters. So not only does that save you $8, but it also is less disposable waste. Now, the soy-based Life Shake is available in four different flavors. chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, and cafe latte. Now, when the Life Plan came out, they also came up with two non-soy shakes available in vanilla and chocolate. Now, the second nutritional tier that they provide is called the Vitalizing Plan, which provides your choice of the vitalizer, either for men or women, or in the two gold packs, either with or without vitamin K, along with a month's supply of the Life Energizing Shake, which we just discussed. And the third tier is called the Essentials Plan, which contains one canister of Life Energizing Shake, along with a month's supply of Vital E and Omega Guard. Now, all these programs are actually designed as introductory packages. So once someone gets started on that package and they start to experience the difference in their health and the difference in their energy, then we can help them to fine-tune their needs in their second month, for example, suggesting the pouches versus the canisters, and also looking at other possible products that might help to bolster any other health challenges that they have. So what I love most about all three of these programs is because they reinforce Dr. Shackley's advice to us, which is that the core of any health plan must include a high-quality multivitamin and a plant-based source of high-quality protein. Now, when the Landmark study, which was published in 2007, the same year that Vitalizer came out, it was actually conducted between 2005 and 2006 before it was then written and then finally handed to a journal that accepted it. Now, virtually all of those Shackley participants at the time of the Landmark study were taking Vital E because that was what was available. But many of them were also taking Omega Guard, and most, I would say the great bulk of them, were also taking a Shackley protein drink, along with, according to the study, a lot of them were also taking additional B and C vitamins and a variety of other Shackley antioxidants that were available at that time. And the Landmark statistical results became Shackley's motivation to create the Vitalizer system because it put everything in one place. Now, the Landmark study also clearly demonstrated that the individuals who took Shackley nutrients had much better health outcomes than the control populations who either were taking generic vitamins or were not taking supplements at all. Now, the most recent Shackley study, which supports the use of the LifeStrip, was titled The Cross-Sectional Analysis of Telomere Length in People Between the Ages of 33 and 80 Years. And this study was a tremendous eye-opener. Figure 2 in that study actually displayed the average length of the telomeres of a control group, which were people from San Francisco that didn't smoke and supplemented but didn't take more than 3 vitamins a day. And they compared them with Shackley users who had been using Shackley for at least 5 years, and as you well know, the Shackley people were taking a lot more than 3 vitamins a day. What they did is they compared whether you're 35 or 40 or 45 or 50, et cetera, all the way up to 80. What they did is they looked at the length of their telomeres. And what they found is that the telomere to single copy gene length of the supplement group was 11.2% greater than the control group. Now, 11% really doesn't sound that exciting. So when I first read that study, I was like, oh, until I really looked at figure 2. And in fact, what it shows is the slow shortening of telomeres as you go from the age of 35 to 80. And what the next thing it showed is the people who didn't supplement, the slope, in other words, the shortening of their telomeres was much more extreme. Instead of it being almost a level line, it was pointing significantly downhill. And then it occurred to me, if you took a look at the length of the telomere of a Shackley person and ran the line level all the way back to where it crossed the line of the healthy people who didn't use Shackley, what it turns out is that the average 80-year-old Shackley person, their telomere length was identical to the 35-year-old healthy person from San Francisco. So 11% is the difference between going from 80 back to 35. Now, that makes 11% sound a lot more exciting. Now, I've rendered a number of these Shackley studies that I like to talk about on my nutrition section at Cairo.org. And so if anybody would like to get access to look at them, because the way Shackley hands them out is in these Acrobat or PDF files, and when you blow them up, they're basically, you know, they're really awkward to read because it's all these columns, and you have to be really clever about using your right and left arrows to crawl across it. So what I've done is put it on a web page where it's much easier to absorb the information, and it looks a lot more stylish. So if anybody would be interested in looking at those Shackley studies in rendered in a web format, just email me. My email address is frankp, F-R-A-N-K-P, at cairo.org. And I'll be happy to share those with you. Now, the other thing that the Landmark study conclusively demonstrated was that Shackley supplements are obviously vastly superior to the generic vitamins that are available either at health food stores or at the drugstore. And the other thing that it demonstrated is that taking a lot of supplements is actually good for you. You know, there was always some question about, are they good for you? Can you take too much? Well, you know, the Shackley people were taking handfuls, and it certainly did not have any kind of deleterious effect on their health. So let's talk a little bit about vitamins and minerals in general. Now, the U.S. Library of Medicine, their primary website is called Medline Plus, and it contains a basic list of what they call the 13 vitamins and the 15 minerals that they consider essential to life. So I'm curious, does anybody have those memorized? Well, the 13 essential vitamins, which are vitamins that are required for the body to work properly and are nutrients that the body couldn't construct from other building blocks if they needed to, are vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin K, and all eight of the B vitamins. That includes B1, better known as thiamine, B2, or riboflavin, B3, or niacin. B4 doesn't have its own, they don't normally call it B4, they call it pantothenic acid. There's B6, which doesn't have a nickname. B7 is called biotin. And then there's B9, or folate, or folic acid. And then there's B12, cyanocobalamin. There's the mouthful. They also mentioned that there are about 20 different minerals that so far have been identified as essential to human life. Calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, and sodium chloride are all required in our diet with at least 100 milligrams a day. Then the remainder of those minerals are called trace minerals or trace elements. And some of them, like iron, zinc, selenium, chromium, manganese, iodine, and copper, are all deemed to be much more important than the rest of them. But we still have to have all of them in our diet all the time to maintain our health. Now, if anybody's interested in the history of the discovery of vitamins, that's available on the Nobel Prize website. And it's certainly worth a visit to read about how these things were discovered and the lives of the people who discovered them. It's actually quite fascinating. Now, researchers have continued to examine other substances or compounds that are found in our food. And they're constantly discovering an ever-growing list of other beneficial substances, which are currently referred to as phytonutrients. Now, although these compounds are not considered essential by the traditional definition, many of them appear to reduce the incidence of the diseases associated with aging when we consume more of them in our daily diet. In fact, that's what the NHANES database makes crystal clear, because the people who eat the most fruits and the most vegetables have the lowest incidence of all the diseases of old age. So we're talking cancer, heart attack, stroke, diabetes, you know, the big killers. Now, the problem is that very few Americans eat all the recommended servings of fruits and vegetables that are required just to capture those health benefits. And when you look more closely at the food guide pyramid and all those food servings, you realize that you would have to wear a trough around your neck and to graze like a cow or a horse every day, you know, all day long to actually eat like five servings of fruit and five servings of vegetables. I mean, it's just an amazing pile of food. Very few people do it. So the thing is that if you did eat all of that, what you get is what they call the minimum daily requirement. But what is the minimum daily requirement? Well, according to the scientists who designed that, that's just the amount of vitamins and minerals that are required for a completely healthy 150-pound man to remain healthy. Unfortunately, it does not address the needs of growing children or pregnant ladies or anyone who is sick. Now, I've written previously about a class of extremely powerful phytonutrients called phytoalexins, which are a specialized class of phenolic compounds produced by plants. And these are produced as a natural defense mechanism against the assault by molds, mildews, viruses, or any kind of microorganisms. Now, these unique compounds rarely appear at any concentration in conventionally grown or pesticide-sprayed fruits or vegetables or grains. They're only really found at appreciable levels in organic produce. Now, because Shaklee supplements have always been sourced from organically grown fruits, vegetables, flowers, and grains, or beans, lentils, for example, they always have contained some of these amazing phytonutrients that are only recently, or really recently in the last 30 years, been discovered, and only in the last 20 years have been looked at the health benefits of them. So personally, I believe that's one of the reasons, or perhaps even the primary reason, why Shaklee supplements provide unexpected health improvements that were revealed by the landmark study. I know it certainly stunned Dr. Block, the epidemiologist who managed the study for Shaklee. And to give you just one example, back in the early 1990s, the government required manufacturers to start adding folic acid to prepared foods and particularly to grains. Now, folic acid is critical for reducing homocysteine levels. And yet, in the landmark study, the only group that actually had normal homocysteine levels was the Shaklee group. Now, this really stunned Dr. Block, because isn't that why they added folic acid to all the food? So, personally, I think those results are most likely because of two reasons. First, the folic acid that's being added to foods is synthetic and is therefore poorly absorbed. And the second is that the Shaklee users, and especially from the people that I know who are taking Shaklee, were certainly taking much larger doses of Shaklee's B-complex to help maintain their energy levels, and in the case of ladies, also elevating their mood. So just remember that the landmark study was run before Vitalizer came out. Now, some of the added health benefits were probably unanticipated in the earliest Shaklee products because those compounds hadn't even been discovered yet. But many other Shaklee benefits were designed by the intention of Shaklee scientists and, of course, initially by Dr. Shaklee. And that's why we want to take a very close look at the new Energizing Life Shake. Now, all of the three nutrient plans that we just reviewed all encourage people to take the Life Energizing Shake. So here's some basic features of the shake. Let me take another shot of water real quick. Now, the new Life Energizing Shake provides 24 grams of protein when it's mixed with skim milk. And that includes 16 grams of the non-GMO soy with a perfect ratio of all 9 essential amino acids in a perfect balance, as was confirmed and demonstrated by using a study called Protein Digestibility Corrected Amino Acid Score, or a PDCAS test. Now, both the new Life Shake also contains leucine, which helps us to preserve lean muscle mass when we're on a diet, and also helps us to build muscle mass after exercise. Now, currently there are 6 new shake choices, which include the 4 flavors of the soy-based shake and the 2 non-soy alternatives, which are sourced from the protein-rich Satcha Inchi seed. Now, PDKF's testing also revealed that Satcha is also a perfectly balanced protein source, virtually identical to soy. It also happens to be very high or rich in alpha-linolenic acid, or ALA, which happens to be the progenitor of all 8 of the essential omega-3 fatty acids. Now, ALA just by itself provides numerous other health benefits, including improved metabolism and protection for both the heart and the brain. Now, the Life Shakes also contain a unique combination of pre- and probiotics to support digestion and our immune health. Now, this last bullet point deserves a lot more attention. This unique and patented combination of pre- and probiotics are referred to as a synbiotic, meaning that the supplement that contains probiotics and prebiotics together creates a synergism of their activity, and that's where the term synbiotic comes from. So this is why the new Life Energizing Shake contains a unique strain of a beneficial bacteria called Bacillus coagulans. Now, the Life Extension Foundation, which is probably the most well-known group talking about extending health on the planet next to Shaklee, states on their website that while probiotics are essential for optimum health, capturing their benefits from most conventional available products can pose a technical challenge. And the reason is that many of the living organisms in these products are that they're supposed to contain don't survive the high heat and pressure common to their manufacture process. And all too often, the remaining live cells die quickly while they're sitting on the shelf. Or they can't survive the exposure to your stomach acid and the bile in your gut so that they can survive to colonize your colon. So this is why Shaklee and Yamanuchi Pharmaceutical spent more than a year developing the triple encapsulated pearl for the Optiflora system back in, well, I think that was about 2002, 2003, something like that. And that helped to protect those probiotics so that they would arrive alive in your intestine to do their work. Now, the unique thing about the Bacillus coagulans is that it arrives in its own little protective spore capsule. So it's just like a plant seed that can sit on a shelf for prolonged periods until it finds the ideal environment in which to sprout. Now, the esteemed WebMD website states that people taking Bacillus coagulans take it for diarrhea, including the infectious types such as rotaviral diarrhea in children or traveler's diarrhea, and the diarrhea that's caused by antibiotic use. Now, Bacillus coagulans is also useful, according to them, for general digestive problems, irritable bowel system, inflammatory bowel disease, which includes Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, and also infections due to ulcer-causing bacteria, including the Helicobacter pylori. Now, some people also use B coagulans to prevent respiratory infections and to ramp up their natural immunity. which strikes me as amazing because this is from a medical website. It also is used to prevent cancer or the formation of cancer-causing agents in the colon as your food is broken down. And there's also some interest in using it as an additive to vaccines to improve their effectiveness. Now, as I said, that all came from a medical website, and my jaw just hit the ground. Now, the research supporting this unique probiotic is extensive. Two major randomized placebo-controlled trials, which are considered the gold standard, demonstrated that B. coagulans is effective in managing the full spectrum of intestinal inflammatory disorders, which included irritable bowel, inflammatory bowel, Crohn's disease, and ulcerative colitis. They also provide powerful anti-inflammatory properties that protect the intestinal immune defense reaction, while also providing powerful antibacterial and antiviral and anti-tumor-forming properties. Now, the most recent placebo-controlled trial also demonstrated that it was effective in combating bacterial vaginal infections. Now, this is particularly relevant because those common infections tend to respond very poorly to antibiotic management. Now, they also support protein, lactose, and fructose digestion, thus reducing the intestinal symptoms that are generated in individuals who are sensitive to certain hard-to-digest carbohydrates. And we all know people who say, oh, I can't eat beans, or no, I can't eat broccoli because blah, blah, blah. Well, this product, along with Shaqley's EasyGest, would make it so not only could they eat this important food, but they wouldn't end up with all the irpy, burpy, gurgly kind of digestive issues that they used to get because they didn't have the proper enzymes in their system to digest them. And believe me, is eating beans good for you? Can you say fiber? Yes, very important. The people with the highest fiber intake also have the lowest incidence of colon cancer. Now, in a clinical trial, adults who supplemented with B. coagulans for 3 months experienced reductions in their total cholesterol and their low-density lipoprotein, or LDL, or the supposedly bad cholesterol, whereas the people taking B. coagulans also improved their amounts of high-density lipoproteins while lowering their cholesterol levels. So this is a very promising finding for people who want to help have a healthy lipid profile. And finally, the last randomized trial also found that individuals suffering from rheumatoid arthritis were able to actually lower their C-reactive protein levels and experience significant reductions in joint pain while they were taking this probiotic. So improved digestion, reductions in inflammatory diseases in general, that sounds pretty cool for just having a shake every morning. So all of these studies make it crystal clear why Shaqley added this new probiotic to their new shake. Now, Vitalizer and now the new LifeStrip both combine the most powerful and well-researched antioxidants and other phytonutrients into a powerful defender of our health. These select nutrients help to inhibit many of the known mechanisms that cause disease, and those mechanisms include blocking the formation of advanced glycation end products or aged proteins, which we first heard about when the Landmark study came out. It also limits oxidative damage to our cell membranes, to the cellular organelles that are inside of the cells, and the DNA contained within the cellular nucleus. And believe me, not having those things damaged is a really great way to live. And finally, the Department of Agriculture estimates that more than 50% of Americans are deficient in these particular immune-supporting nutrients, which vitamin A, C, E, B6 and B12 and folic acid, and 73% of us don't get enough zinc in our diet. So let's talk a little bit about all of us. In placebo-controlled trials, half the participants would be given a sugar tablet, believing that they were receiving the new miracle drug. And it always confused researchers that as many as 40% of those placebo participants actually improved. Now, those research results eventually led to investigating something that is now referred to as the mind-body relationship. And that's why it's becoming really clear that how we feel about something, including our sense of trust, our sense of belonging, our sense of community, and our sense of making a difference, are actually all extremely powerful contributors to our overall health. And that's why being part of the Shaklee community and participating in creating the Shaklee effect are all very healthy choices. So yes, it is important that you take your vitamin, but it's also important to share your health with other people. So that's why I salute the commitment to the Shaklee lifestyle and to the people who choose to share Shaklee with other people. It's a very powerful promotion to your health on top of the things you're already doing right because of the products that you're taking. Okay, so that pretty much concludes my conversation on that. If anyone has a question, you want to hit *6, which will unmute you, and then you can ask a question.
Hey, Doc, I just wanted to let you know this is only my second product call, but I really appreciate all you guys are doing.
Oh, thank you. You know, Barb Lagoni and Bob Ferguson started the product talk calls back in 1999. So we're now entering year 18 of them doing organizing a call every Tuesday evening. And this has been going on for 18 years. Now, hopefully all of you know that these calls are archived at shakword.com, www.shakword.com. Now, when you go to Shakword, it's going to pull up the sign in, put in your username and your password, and the username and password are both, you guessed it, Shaklee. Then on the main homepage, there's like this short list of whatever the last three or four calls are, but if you go to the top left of the page, you notice that there's four or five different groups that Paul does recordings for, and each one of those groups has its own page. So when you go to the top left and click on the Tuesday product talk call, and you click that, it takes you to the last 50 calls that were done. So you can go sort of shop for any topic that sounds of interest to you. Usually the title is good enough that you can figure out, oh, yeah, I want to hear about that. And then as soon as you click on that, it either will play through your speakers, or if you plug in a headset, you can listen to it without disturbing or being distracted by anybody else in the room. So it's a very end. They're very easy to download, so that you can either keep copies for yourself or you can email copies to your friend. Sometimes people go, oh, I got to go to a website. Can't you just mail that to me? Yeah, I can. So if anybody wants to know how to make a copy and how to send it, you know, I can help you with that. The main idea is that we have tools that we can share with people. And the easier we make it for each one of us to share those tools with other people, the better the impact we can have on the world. And the better our health gets, because we already just talked about that. The more we reach out to help, the healthier we get. So it's what I call the Mother Teresa syndrome. Yes.
Frank, this is Bob. Hey. And
hi, Bob.
Glad you're on the call again. always, Frank, I'm just always impressed with your depth of knowledge and the clarity of expression. You know, one thing that everyone who's listening might be interested in is I just reviewed the Healthy Nutrition Health Chats PowerPoint on on the homepage. That is a really, really, really good presentation that makes a lot of the points that you made tonight. So I would suggest if people want to be able to do a general nutrition presentation that contains a lot of what we heard tonight, it's all there on that presentation. And it actually stimulated my thinking about when and how I can use that. By the way, the easiest way on ShackWord to share these is just to go, as Frank said, navigate through Shackley, go to the proper link, the one that you want, and when you click on it, you'll get a unique URL up in the browser window. Just copy that and then put it in an email. The person doesn't have to go to the website. The website comes to them. You just have to remember to tell them to put Shackley and Shackley in the username and password. But I use these calls all the time. They're a staple of my follow-up. They're one of the, four sources of information that I have for my listening program. So, I just thank you, Frank. You know, and Frank, I have to say, Frank gave me credit. It really was all Barb Ligoni for many, many years. I mean, I would participate, but Barb was really the driver. Then Frank,
she's a workhorse.
Frank, you for years took over the responsibility of making sure the calls happened, and it's only in this last year or so that that I stepped into that more active role. And I have to say that it's really a pleasure to do that. As I listen to these calls, I learn a lot, and I know they're very valuable for everyone. So thank you so much.
Hey, Bob, could you repeat again where you found that nutritional outline?
Yeah, if you go to your member center under new tools, and there's an entire section called health chats, and in health chats, you'll have PDF version of presentations, you'll have PowerPoint versions of presentations, you'll have scripts. It is really a dynamically good, cleared by Shackley presentation in a box. And this is not inconsequential information. It's very deep, very specific, and very powerful information. And I would highly recommend looking at that whole segment because they have some on weight. You know, there's quite a few of them. Healthy home.
Thank you, Bob. So just to clarify that, to get access in the member center, you actually have to have your own Shackley personal website, or what they call a PWS.
You actually don't. As long as you're a member, as long as you're just a member, a garden variety member, you don't even have to be a distributor. You have a member center. Now, it may be that in order to get into those tools, you have to be a distributor, but I don't think you have to have a PWS.
Yes.
I think you can just, if you're a distributor, then those actually appear. Those tools actually appear. But it's important to have a PWS in the case. If you're going to do any kind of distribution or any kind of sharing with people, then a PWS is really important.
Well, yes, it's like having your own office. You know, if you want to go in business, that's your first thing, is to have a grand opening, and the grand opening is grand opening your office. For a Shackley person, it's having a personal website. The tools you just talked about remind me of the first time Barb asked me to speak in front of a group. Actually, it was up with the group up in Wisconsin. I was invited to talk. And finally, after, the talk, some people would, confirm to me what I had heard previously, which is that people who don't have a doctorate or don't have a PhD, feel rather overwhelmed at being able to provide health information. They feel intimidated because they don't, it's like, well, do I need to go to college first before I do that? And the truth is that you can share simple, basic information about how nutrition helps people without any formal medical training at all. Does it make it easier for you to read things and not have to look in a dictionary to find out what that word meant? Yes, it is certainly easier once you've gone through that, but not everybody can afford $70,000 or $80,000 to go back to school to even get started. So the programs that you're referring to on the Shagley website, where people have prefabricated talks that they could deliver or share on either a tablet or something like this, is a wonderful tool, because all of a sudden you don't feel like you have to know everything. All you have to do is know a resource that you can share with people. So thank you very much for that, Bob.
Totally agreed. Thank you.
So anyone else have a question or a comment, you know? Anybody got anything cool coming up for Earth Day? Anybody doing displays or participating somehow in Earth Day?
Dr. Painter?
Yes.
This is Jackie in Pennsylvania. I have someone that is allergic to grapes and grape seed extract, and it is in so many things that Shagley has to offer. Antioxidants and everything else, even the Vital E. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, you know, really, when it comes to allergic reactions, it could be that some part of a plant is what they're allergic to. You know, allergies are sort of curious that way, that often, like, people talk about pet dander. Well, it's actually one particular protein that's in an animal's saliva that people react to. And so the animal licks its skin. Then when you pet the animal, this dried protein floats off in the air and you breathe it, and that's what starts your sinuses going. So
this reaction that she has is awakens her legs when she uses anything with grapes in it.
Yes, but are you talking about any generic product at the store, or are you talking about a reaction to a particular Shagley product?
It's the Shagley products that have these, like the Vivex and so on that she was taking.
She's already tried this?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. She tried it for quite a long time and finally came to the conclusion that she can't do anything with the grapes in it.
Wow.
That's what I said.
I mean, that we would have to kick that one upstairs to somebody like Bruce Daggy or, you know, perhaps one of the Shagley scientists, because I'm not an allergist per se. You know, I've done a lot of reading and writing about it, but you're talking about a very unusual circumstance. I mean,
right, and she uses everything and can't use a lot of them now, and it's a very hardship not to be able to use them.
Oh yeah, you know, I'd sooner have my legs cut off than have to.
Well, that's about right.
But not really, you know.
I know.
I mean, I like being able to walk to the bathroom when I need to, you know, that kind of thing. Or
so you better not have them cut off.
Exactly.
And anyway, do you have anyone I should call or find out about more?
Email Bruce Daggy. Are you on Facebook?
No, I'm on, but not knowing what to do there.
Well, email me, and I'll give you Bruce Daggy's Facebook page.
All right, I'll do that.
When you go to his page, you hit the up at the top. There's like, you know, the option to send a message to someone, which of course is private. Rather than, you know, asking a question on his Facebook page, which, you know, anybody can see, you want to use the personal message, because then you can ask about a medical problem without putting him in a compromised situation and say,
right,
Bruce, here's what I, you know, I have a friend, here's the problem. I'm wondering, can you direct me to any way that we can help this person? And,
okay,
you know, just write it out, and then he'll respond to you within. He's in and out of Facebook pretty frequently, and so because of that, you should be able to get a pretty quick response, certainly faster than if you went to the medical affairs email, which sometimes can take a week to 2 weeks before somebody even notices it, because
mm-hmm,
they're getting thousands of people writing every day. Whereas, you know, if you put something on Bruce's thing, he probably gets maybe 3 questions a day. Who knows? Because people are like, oh, I don't want to bother him, you know. So try that. So email me. My email address is frankp@chiro.org. And I'll be happy to send you the URL to his Facebook page. And if you're not already a friend with him, just send him a friend request. And he'll go, okay. And then you just hit the message box and write out, you know, what you just asked me.
Okay, I'll do that. I thank
and
you.
If, yeah. I mean, if there's anything to be done, you know, the people who that's all they spend their time thinking about would have a much better answer for you, because I don't have a background in allergy issues. And there, I'm sure there's someone there who would go, aha, she just needs this particular, like, for example, she might just be lacking an enzyme. And because of that, they'd say, oh, well, just have her take EasyGest, you know, a half hour before she takes that product.
Wow, that would be a good answer.
Well, you know, you remember when Cinch became 180?
Mm-hmm.
This was when I first was on Facebook, and I heard from 8 different women on this Shackley group saying that all of a sudden they were developing digestive issues that they never had previously in the Cinch shake because they changed some dynamic about the way they made it. In other words, different ingredients. And so I suggested, well, as a challenge, take, you know, because they were getting diarrhea and gas and, you know, I mean, all this terrible stuff, which immediately tells me they're lacking an enzyme to break that down. Have you ever known anybody who was allergic to lactic acid? They couldn't eat ice cream because it would give them the runs? Well,
oh, no, but
that's because they lack
an enzyme.
All they lack is one enzyme. So I said, wow. Take 4 EasyGest, and a half hour later, have your shake. All 8 of them came back 2 days later and go, yep, no problem. I said, great. At the end of the week, peel back to 3 EasyGest and see, you know, at the end of that week, is that working for you? If it did, great. In week 3, peel back to 2 EasyGest. Because if you can take less and get the same benefit, yahoo! And all of them got back to where they only had to take 1 EasyGest.
And that's an easy answer to a problem. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I will do that tomorrow and see what we can find out.
We already know all the health benefits of taking. Yeah. I mean, we already know all the health benefits of taking the shake. So now it's just a question of solving what's your particular problem, what are you lacking, so that you can get that benefit. Because
okay,
if you're really sold, and we all are sold on the benefit of the product, like, the question is, how can we make it tolerable to you? And I'll bet probably the, you know, EasyGest might solve that problem.
That would be a nice way to do it.
Worth a try.
Because there are so many products have it in.
Well, yeah, because grapeseed extract is a wonderful antioxidant. So it's used in a lot of products.
Right, and that's a major issue.
Itself. Yeah, and that's the thing is, so Shackley puts it in, for example, the CoQ10 product.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because it protects the CoQ from degrading while it's sitting on the shelf until you get around to eating it.
Well,
that's
the,
all it's in there for.
A lot of the products have it.
Well, that's from grapes, right?
Right, right.
Well, wonderful question. I'm sorry I didn't have a more, you know.
Well, you gave me a lead.
You
gave me a start. Thank you so much. And thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
So let's see. How are we doing for time? Well, we got 5 more minutes before we hit a full hour. So does anyone else have a question before we sign off? Now, what do they say when they're going, gone? *6, if you forgot.
Dr. Painters?
Yes.
This is Ethel from Pennsylvania. I have
Hi, Ethel.
The chiropractor says that I have a hamstring. I've stretched it or, you know, whatever. And I'm putting ice on it now, and I'm taking lots of supplements. Is that the only thing that I can really do, do you think?
Well, you know, the anytime you have tissue damage, the very first thing you want to do is to take a lot of extra vitamin C.
I am doing that, about 8 to 10
Good.
A day.
Well, that's plenty. The reason why I mentioned that is I ran across an article about 2 years ago that talked about something called reflex sympathetic dystrophy, which strikes people usually after an injury or after surgery, that about 10% of people after they have surgery end up with this reflex sympathetic dystrophy. And they have other terms for it, but basically, you know, the old medical term was called causalgia, which means that you hurt all over and they don't really know what caused it. But it's a body's reaction to trauma. And what they found is that in groups that took as little as 500 milligrams of vitamin C per day immediately after the surgery, that it reduced from 11% of people down to about 1% of people.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, almost everybody who was likely to get that problem after a trauma, that it reduced it almost to nobody. So
right.
Vitamin C after injury, big, big, big deal.
Good. Because of the collagen too? What?
Well, you know, the mechanism by which it prevents the development of that is pretty much unknown. But when, you know, the way we explain it in chiropractic is that when you damage tissue, as you're forming new tissue, it tends, the chemicals that are released in the formation of new tissue also encourages the nerve endings nearby to start growing, and then they grow into the scar. So that every time you flex that scar or pull that scar, it gives you like a jolt.
Yes.
And so, yeah, I mean, it's really a simple concept, you know.
Yeah.
And so... somehow the vitamin C somehow prevents that. Now, I'm not sure why, but, you know, if you can go from 11% of people down to 1% of people,
that's,
woo-hoo,
yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I'm taking 8 Bs a day, too, and I read in one, I think it was the Nutritional Guarantee from Dr. Bruce Miller, that even ginkgo is good for that.
Yeah, ginkgo is also has wonderfully profound health impacts.
For that kind of thing, the hamstring.
Okay,
better circulation.
I'm not sure if I... Well, it certainly has a dramatic impact on circulation, which is why people used to take it to improve their brain function.
Right.
Because more oxygen to the brain, that's a good thing.
Yes, it is. Well, I appreciate your help because, you know, this is the second week, and I'm a go-go-go person, so it's hard to rest it, which I read in these books.
Oh, yeah.
You have to rest it.
Yeah. Yeah, it takes all the fun out of running around, doesn't it?
It sure does. So thank you for the help.
Okay. Well, God love you. Thank you for the question.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, kids, we're zeroing in on a full hour, which is about the length of our typical recordings. So I want to thank everybody for joining me on the call tonight. There are about 50 of us.
Great.
And it's always such a thrill to be
question.
With Shaqui people. Okay, one more.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
This is Steve Harper in Central California. And I have a really quick question. Have you ever heard of Premier Research Labs working with Nutrimos and Dr. Kit Langston?
No.
Okay. I haven't been able to find any information about it either, but my older brother's taking some products from there. I was wondering what it is. Okay, well, I appreciate it.
Well, the truth is that there's, you know, new companies springing up all the time making outlandish claims. And sometimes, like, you know, chiropractors typically use either standard process or Metagenics, because those two companies spend a lot of time around chiropractic schools handing out free snack bars and offering free seminars to tell them how, if they only use their products, how they can do so much for people. Now,
yeah.
I know about Standard Process because it's also a chiropractor-owned company, just like Shaqui was, and they do a lot of things right. However, they also add animal hormones and animal ground-up internal organs to almost all of their products. And I have yet to ever see any research suggesting that taking bovine hormone is good for humans. Might be good for a little cow, but not so, you know, I don't know of any research suggesting it's good for people. But the truth is, with the millions of companies that are out there, who's got the time to research all of them to determine whether they're, you know, a good, valid company or whether they're just, you know, trying to cash in on people's fear?
Well,
and,
when I call,
you know, I spend all my time researching Shackley because, you know, because I write the newsletter and because I'm a Shackley person and I want to understand more. But, you know, when it comes to looking at a whole bunch of different companies, I just don't have the time to do that.
Okay. Well, when I call,
you know,
them,
if you're a member of either the Sharing Shackley or the Shackley Works group, you know, it's always appropriate to ask someone like one of the administrators, do you have any information on that product? And if so, could you, you know, talk to me either by personal message or email me and let me know what you think about that? I mean, there's 8,000 or 9,000 people involved in those two groups, and somebody somewhere probably has already answered that question for themselves.
You said Shackley Works, and what was the other group?
Sharing Shackley.
Sharing Shackley. Okay, I haven't joined that one.
Now, these are both what they call closed groups, which means you can't actually look at the page until you become a member. But you can go to the page and then click, I'd like to become a member. And then one of the administrators will go, oh, yeah, this guy's been around for a while. He's a Shackley person. We'll let him in. And that's just to keep the FDA spooks from snooping around. I mean, that's primarily why you have a closed group, so that you can talk about how Shackley products can help with the things we've talked about today without having the FDA come and try and, you know, drag you away.
Is that a secret group?
They're what they call closed groups. You have to be a member, which means one of the administrators have to approve you as a member.
Okay.
But you can get to that page and click on I'd like to become a member.
I haven't found the group yet. I'm online right now. Is it Ferguson Shackley Sharing? Sharing Shackley?
No, there's several groups that use it, but it's the one that has about 4,000 members. And usually they'll show the group and then they'll say it has 200 members. And then you see, oh, Sharing Shackley, 4,000 members. That's the one.
Okay. Thank you very
much. So keep looking. You'll find it. Okay. So thank you, everybody, for joining me on the call tonight. God love you and have a great night. Take care.